guess I ought to start out clarifying that whatever I say is my own personal opinion. Serving on a board of 9 members, I always have to make that statement. I don't speak formally for the FACEF.
Well, I appreciate that statement. I appreciate you being on with me this afternoon. Let's start at the beginning and tell me what role the Federal Accounting Standards Advisory Board plays.
Let me try and translate finances down to a level that most of your listeners can relate to, and that is that most of the federal financial focus is on the budget. But the budget primarily is a spending plan, basically taking all the money that comes in from revenue or that we borrow or however we get that money, how are we going to spend that money? That's sort of looking at your bank balance to see how you're doing financially. But when you go to buy a car, buy a home, buy a business, people care about a lot more than that. They want to know what all your assets are, what your liabilities are, and your ability to repay that loan, sort of your sustainability. And that's what financial statements are about, the accrual-based financial statements that are prepared under the guidance that are established by FASAB. Reflect all the federal government's financial liabilities and assets, their financial position, as well as their sustainability and to go forward. So we take our responsibility very seriously to try and inform not only legislators and program managers, but also citizens of what is the financial position and sustainability of the federal government.
So you've released this report to stakeholders, FASAB 3-year plan. What do you see in this plan as being the things that people inside agencies should be thinking about the most over the next couple of years?
It's okay, I'll address that both within the agency as well as taxpayers. Our focus, and we try to make a conscientious effort to say citizens are one of the primary or should be one of the primary users of those financial statements. So some of the key projects that we're working on right now, and that's what the 3-year plan does, is say what we're working on now and what we intend over the next 3 to 5 years to address, to try and improve both the understandability of those financial statements as well as the information contained within them. So if you look at that, one of the issues that's probably interesting is we're trying to better reflect in those financial statements the internal borrowing that takes place of the Social Security and Medicare trust funds by the government as a whole as they use that money in their budget process. That's an important project. We're looking at how the government should report their natural resources. That's an important project. Looking at how we report deferred maintenance on the assets of the federal government. So those are some of the key projects that we identify that we're now looking at. Looking ahead, we're looking at issues such as the risk assumed. To use an example of Fannie and Freddie, the financial markets sort of view the price of the bonds that they issued, assuming the federal government would step in if there was a problem. Well, the financial statements of the federal government reflected otherwise. And yet what happened? The federal government did step in. And so we sort of say, what are these risks or potential risks that somehow ought to be disclosed or reflected in the financial statements? We think that's an important project that we're looking at. And so there's several projects that we're also adding to the agenda so we have time to do that, how to improve the financial reporting model, how to better communicate it to citizens, looking at electronic reporting, a lot of issues.
You mentioned briefly the financial reporting, and I'm curious, as the Government Accountability Office reports on not too long ago on the fact that it could not audit the federal government's books, primarily because of issues at DOD. What is your sense of what that portrays to the average citizen about the way that the government conducts its financial business and the way it does its accounting?
Well, I would say that almost all of the larger federal agencies do have audited financial statements and do get a clean opinion. So I think the fact that we can't include a consolidated financial statement audit probably reflects more negatively on the financial management of the federal government than is really the case. There are some key issues. They focus an awful lot on the assets that DOD has, and we've met with them, and they're working on a project to try and better account for their assets and ways that we can maybe estimate if we don't have detailed costs. And so we hope to work with them to the point that they can, and we'll issue standards to help them or to guide them in this process so that we can actually have audited financial statements of the federal government as a whole and get a clean opinion on that. I think that will be important to enhance the credibility of the very good financial management that we have at the federal government.
Tom, we have a link to your three-year plan at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. What do you want somebody to take away from it when they've gone through it?
Well, I would say two things. One, for citizens, what are the we'd like you to look at that and say, are we focused on the right things? Is that what I care about? And are the financial statements understandable? Take a look at them. How could we improve that? How could we communicate better with electronic reporting? For those who are program managers, we're looking at what's the cost of implementing this standard? Does the benefit outweigh that cost? Is it helpful to you in managing the financial resources? So we're looking at a diverse group of users and trying to say, how can we better serve them?